Good morning, and thank you for coming in this morning. I've got a copy of the Dearborn County Register right here in front of me. I'm David Hatfield, and I'm glad you're around because I thought maybe we could read the paper together. We're going to be reading from the Register for the 15th of August, and on the front page, we've got three headlines. Headline number one, there's a proposal for an outside firm to manage the sewer district, but it's stalling. Now, headline number two, the county council approves the money for Yes Home Roof Replacement. And the third headline, the election lineup forms for the fall. All these stories, the stories behind the headlines on the front page, along with the community news, the business news, the events, both past and present, and the sports, all on today's Dearborn County Register. Let's look at that first headline. Proposal for an outside firm to manage sewer district stalls. And this article is by Joe Awad. Questions about the possibility of increased customer sewerage rates, the proposed price tag, who calls the shots, and what would the South Dearborn Regional Sewer District get that it doesn't have now? Stymied a vote Tuesday, August 8th, on hiring an outside firm to manage the three-city sewer district. Several board members voiced concerns over a proposal by EnviroLink Incorporated, based in North Carolina, citing issues with languages, ambiguities, and the proposal's tone. The board instructed Sewer District Attorney Andy Brandon Distel to broach the issues with the company. Now, meanwhile, Sewer District Manager Bill Nyer appeared to win round two of the battle after a July meeting at which much conversation focused on some board members saying they had lost confidence in his ability to run the plant. Not a word about Nyer's capabilities was mentioned, and board members Paul Seymour Jr. and Olin Clausen came to his defense in no uncertain terms. Seymour is a Lawrenceburg councilman and Lawrenceburg Conservancy District Superintendent. Clausen is director of Lawrenceburg Municipal Utilities. Quote, "We haven't been paying into it, capital improvements fund, that is, for the last 3 years, and we expect him to be Johnny on the spot. Give him a chance," said Seymour. "It is shameful that the sewer district doesn't have the money to take care of the people." The idea to consider EnviroLink is backed solidly by Greendale Mayor Alan Weiss and Lawrenceburg Mayor Kelly Malone. Both were present at the meeting but said little. They sat in chairs to the side of the small table, cramped in an office at Sewer District headquarters. Now let's look at that second headline. The County Council approves the money for Yes Home Roof Replacement. This article is by Denise Freitag-Burdett on the front page. Before budget hearings started this week for Dearborn County Council members, a meeting was held to approve some more immediate requests on Monday, August 12th, at the Dearborn County Government Center in Lawrenceburg. One of the requests was to cover the cost for roof replacement for the building used by the Yes Home in Manchester. The residential group home serves neglected and abandoned youth between the ages of 13 and 18 from Dearborn, Ohio, Switzerland, Ripley, and Franklin counties. Yes Home Board member Tamara Taylor previously approached county commissioners to get permission to make a funding request to the council for the roof, which was granted. The roof has been showing signs of wear. Three companies were brought out to take a look. Two said it is near the end of its lifespan, said Taylor. It has been more than 20 years since the roof has been replaced. Shingles and nails have been found in the parking lot, and there also has been some drainage problems, she said. The bid from the company the Yes Home would like to hire is $42,000, said Taylor. County Council President Liz Morris said the council was considering approving $52,000 out of County General in case there were any additional costs. Any money left over would be returned to County General. The county owns the building, which is leased to the Yes Home for $1 a year, said Morris. Council member Tim Dahl asked if the building is a historic structure that would need to follow certain construction guidelines. Although the building was named to the National Register of Historic Places in 2000, Taylor said it did not have to follow a special set of rules. Council members approved the request for $52,000. Now that final headline, the election lineup forms for the fall. Saturday, June 30th marked the deadline for Democratic, Republican, and Libertarian parties to fill ballot vacancies in city elections, and Monday, July 15th was the deadline for minor party and independent candidates to file declarations and certified nomination petitions. Here's how the Tuesday, November 5th city elections set up in Dearborn County. From Aurora, for mayor, Mark A. Drury, Republican, and Melvin C. Kramer, Jr., Democratic. For clerk treasurer, Benny Turner, Democrat. For council at large, Rick Orcutt, Democrat, and Patrick Schwing, Republican. For Council District 1, Dan Valis, Democrat, and John Borgman, Republican. For Council District 2, Joey Turner, Democrat. For Council District 3, Terry Hahn, Democrat. For Council District 4, Tristica Sheckles Howard, Democrat, and Frederick A. Lester, Republican. From Lawrenceburg, for mayor, Aaron Cook, Democrat, Kelly L. Malone, Republican, and Dylan Little, independent. For judge, Joseph R. Johns, Democrat. For clerk treasurer, Richard Richardson, Democrat, and Mark Fett, Republican. For council at large, Brett Bondurant, a Republican, and Paul Wayne Seymour, Jr., a Democrat. For Council District 1, Jane Pope, Democrat, and Tony Abbott, Republican, along with Dennis S. Hutchins, Independent. For Council District 2, Regina Ribault, Democrat, and Justin Knoppert, Republican. For Council District 3, Alan Mooch Calloway is a Democrat. And there's Thomas Tom Rowlett, Sr., a Republican. For Council District 4, Randy Abner, a Democrat. And Lenny Fryman, Republican. Dennis Carr, an Independent. From Greendale, Mayor Alan Weiss, Independent. For Clerk Treasurer, Mary Jo Joey Lynch, a Democrat. For Council at Large, District 2, A. Vincent Karstetter, Republican, Aaron Marqua, Democrat, and Scott Libert, Independent. That's Council at Large, and you can elect two of them. For Council District 1, Walt Doc Wilson, Republican, and Christine Craig, Democrat. For Council District 2, Jerry Abbott, Democrat. For Council District 3, Matt McCool, Republican, and Rebecca Barhorst, Democrat. For Council District 4, Kurt Malone, Republican. And for Council District 5, Brett Mooch Hamilton, Republican, and Ty Bowell, Democrat. Continuing on with the community news this week, volunteers are wanted for the hospice program. High Point Health Home Health and Hospice is welcoming new volunteers, especially those who possess some very special qualifications. Now, Some forms of volunteer service are sitting with the patient and being a good listener, praying with the patient, visits by veterans to other veterans, light housekeeping, simple food preparation, easy errands, journaling, scrapbooking, recording memories, crafts such as sewing, knitting, or crocheting, hair care or massages, and pet therapy with certified documented animals. Volunteers are also needed following the patient's passing. The family may want the volunteer to continue visiting during the bereavement process or may need assistance in making phone calls or writing thank you notes. If you feel you have some time and talents to volunteer for the High Point Health Hospice Program, call Miss Warning and her first name, let's see, I believe it is Deborah, but I'm not sure. But you're to call Warning at 812-537-8192 or 1-800-676-5428. You can also email her at pwarning, that's P as in Paul, W-A-R, N as in Nancy, I, N as in Nancy, G as in George, at myhph.org. That's M as in Mary, Y, H as in Harry, P as in Paul, H as in Harry.org. Hospice volunteers are welcome to participate in all High Point Health Auxiliary special events as well. A large variety of Cincinnati Reds shirts could be seen at the annual picnic of the Auxiliary of High Point Health. Participants selected for wearing the best Reds attire were Ed Whitty of Hidden Valley in our picture here, Sue Whitaker of Greendale, and Paul Tichtmeyer of Greensdale. Sylvia Pleshko, Auxiliary President, presented the check of $10,000. It's a contribution to the High Point Health Foundation at the Auxiliary's annual summer picnic at the Greendale Cabin. Initiated in January, the Hearing, Helping, Healing campaign's primary purpose is to raise funds for the construction of a new cancer center in Dearborn County. Groundbreaking for the new facility will take place this fall. Activities at the picnic included games and contests coordinated with the party's baseball theme. For more information about becoming a member of the High Point Health Auxiliary, call Plashko at 812-537-8217 or 1-800-676-5572, extension 8217. Now, we're going to take a look at some events, the events that have gone on in the past and the events that are going on right now. First of all, we're going to look back to 25 years ago in August of 1994. There was a new program targeted parents for failure to ensure their kids' attendance at school. And Lawrenceburg planned to request the same tax rate for 1995, while Greendale officials would hear proposals from gambling companies. 50 years ago, that would be August of 1969, Moores Hill High School graduates Bill Pollard and Jim McClanahan, both in the Air Force, had met in Japan. County Council would decide the fate of a proposed county park after residents protested the required tax increase. And Lawrenceburg tabled a request to lease part of the riverfront by a private firm. Looking at 100 years ago today, that would be August of 1919, the Bishop Saw Company had merged with another company, and Major Robert O'Brien of Lawrenceburg had been named commandant of the IU Reserve Officer Training Corps. Now to the events taking place right now in our neighborhood. It's Saturday, August 17th, and if you head over to Greendale Park on Nolan Avenue between Park Street and Rand Avenue, you can watch a free movie. Bring a picnic along. They have kids' activities, including sidewalk chalk, hula hoops, bubbles, frisbees. Bring that picnic along and watch a movie. Kona Ice will be available. Everything gets underway at 7:30 tonight. Now, the Special Olympics are in the Indiana Ripley, Ohio Dearborn Fire Truck Pull in partnership with the Lawrenceburg Fire Department. That's all taking place starting at noon today. That's at the Lawrenceburg Civic Park. It's a one-day event with teams competing to pull a fully loaded fire truck weighing 74,000 pounds. It's the ultimate tug-of-war challenge. Free admission. You can participate in it or watch it. Either one. All proceeds from the event go to support Special Olympics Indiana. The Sweeney Band, Keith Sweeney Band, will perform after the award ceremony scheduled for 2:15 p.m. And the Barkin Brews going on. It's the 16th annual. It's taking place Saturday at Lawrenceburg Event Center. The doors open at 6 p.m. More information at 812-537-9870. As part of the summer concert series, Cook and Bell will perform from 7 to 10. That's tonight at the Dillsborough Civic Club on Central Avenue in Dillsborough. Moores Hill Old Fashioned Carnival taking place Saturday, August 17th at 10 a.m. is the parade. 1 p.m. is the meet and greet. Dearborn County Police's canine trainer, Moores Hill Fire Chief and Town Marshal. From noon to 6, activities going on, food, live music, craft vendors, silent auction, 2 to 6 games, prizes, train rides, paddle boats, face painting, bubble station, squirt gun station, start at 4 p.m. And the flavored butters and oils, spice-flavored butters and oils, are the secret to turning a simple plate of veggies into a gourmet dish. And that's a whole event going on at the Lawrenceburg Public Library at 1 p.m. Registration required at www.lpld.lib.in.us. Last thing going on at 4 p.m. to 9:30 tonight is the Hot Summer Night. And it's in downtown Rising Sun. The Bel Air Show Band will perform at 7 p.m. Free admission. There's a kids zone and vendors. All of this taking place today, Saturday the 17th. Time now for the obituaries. These are listed for August 15th, 2019. Jesse White, Jr., W, H as in Harry, I, T as in Tom, E, of Rising Sun, died Friday, August 9th. Call Markland Funeral Home in Rising Sun for arrangements. Carol William Hufford, H as in Harry, U, F as in Fred, O, R, D as in David, of Ohio County, died Sunday, August 11th, and Markland Funeral Home of Rising Sun is in charge of arrangements. Joe Goob Gruber, G-R-U-B as in boy, E-R, of West Harrison, died Sunday, August 11th. Jackman Hensley Funeral Home of Harrison is in charge of arrangements. And those are the obituaries for this week. Now, a couple of items from the business news. Hoosier companies can now apply for the Indiana Chamber of Commerce's annual Best Places to Work in Indiana program. Employers complete a questionnaire, and employees fill out an anonymous engagement and satisfaction survey. All companies that apply will receive a thorough report analyzing strengths and opportunities for improvement in their workplace culture. The Best Companies Group, which oversees similar programs in other states and large cities, is responsible for the selection process. You can find out more about the applications. Contact Tim Brewer at T Brewer. That's T as in Tom, B as in boy, R-E-W-E-R, at IndianaChamber.com. That's I, N as in Nancy, D as in David, I-A-N as in Nancy, A, C as in Charlie, H as in Harry, A, M as in Mary, B as in boy, E-R.com. Or you can call 317-496-0704 to get information about that Best Places to Work contest. Now, there's an article in the business section about the Southeastern Career Center. It's hosting a combination open house, college, and career fair and chili supper Thursday, August 22nd from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. SCC students and parents are encouraged to attend. The open house will provide parents the opportunity to tour classrooms and meet with instructors. The career fair will enable parents and students to visit with representatives from multiple colleges and technical schools and with some industry representatives. And last but not least, there will be chili supper provided for parents and students. For more information, contact Jim Cole at 812-689-5223. That's extension 227. Well, Jim Buchberger on the sports page has an article about one of our famous wrestlers in the area, Mason Paris. This comes from Tallinn, Estonia, on the shore of the Baltic Sea in the medieval capital city of the former Soviet Union satellite state, just 50 miles south of Helsinki, Finland. Lawrenceburg's Mason Paris entered his first international competition on Monday. The 2019 Junior World Wrestling Championships as part of Team USA. The University of Michigan sophomore heavyweight, who finished one match shy of All-America honors in a freshman campaign that saw him lead the Wolverines in wins 32 and falls 13, reaching the NCAA Championships round of 12, made an impressive debut in the Blind Draw International Tournament. Tuesday's first three Junior Worlds freestyle matches for the three-time Indiana State champion from Lawrenceburg High School went rather well, to say the least. Mason, whose parents Mark and Shay Paris flew to Estonia via Frankfurt, Germany Saturday to support their wrestling son, advanced to Wednesday's 125-kilogram division. That's a 275-pound division. The championship match is at the Tunderaba John Hall, which is the ice hall. Paris was scheduled to take on Iran's Amir Hussein Abbas Zar for the Junior World's title. Consistently successful longtime South Dearborn High School head wrestling coach George G. Gardner, known to friends and rivals throughout the area as Jiggy, quietly resigned last May after 32 years and 359 victories, all with the Knights. A simple thank you might have been nice, according to Jim Buchberger. Few, if any, get the proverbial golden handshake upon retirement nowadays, but Gardner, 56, an enthusiastic presence both on the sidelines and in the classroom, for over three decades, would seem to deserve a bit better. Better than having a school board member tell him he couldn't remember reading that resignation letter, or having the veteran coach's recommendations for the night's wrestling program moved forward, apparently cast aside. Quote, "I won't be coaching anymore for lots of reasons," said the 1981 Lawrenceburg graduate, who had planned to stay on as assistant coach. "I really kind of wanted to phase out, but it didn't work out. It was just time." Well, Richie Murray from Hauptstadt, Indiana, has sent in a story. He's with USAC Media. C.J. Leary's 2019 NOS Energy Drink Indiana Sprint Week Championship was indicative of how his entire USAC Amsoil National Sprint campaign has so far unfolded. Winning Indiana Sprint Week is one of the marquees, one of those items that will stand out on a racer's resume for eternity. What makes it so special is the constant challenge of overcoming adversity throughout the 8 races in 10 days trail. Enduring late nights of repairs and maintenance, camaraderie, and, yes, the accomplishment, which makes it all worthwhile. Quote, "This is the crown jewel. This is the one everyone wants to win," said O'Leary. "This is the hardest 2 weeks a race car driver can have. It's a lot of late nights. My crew and I stayed up until 2, 3, and 4 o'clock in the morning every night, getting the 19AZ prepped and prepared." And that's all the time we have today for the Dearborn County Register. I'm David Hatfield, but I'm hoping you're going to come back next week at the same time, because we're going to have some more great information from Dearborn County. In the meantime, why don't you give us a call if you've got a question or a comment? That number is 513-487-4245. If nobody answers, please leave a message. We'll get right back to you. For now, though, please stay tuned, because we've got some more great information coming up from the Radio Reading Services of Greater Cincinnati.